So, Aviv, it sounds like you had yourself another day.
Yeah, I did have myself another day. So, okay, let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
And the story is called insurance fraud.
Oh, lovely.
So
I didn't do nothing.
I think that I am covered. I think that I don't think that I have broken the law.
This is a wonderful thing to have a recording of.
So,
particularly one that will be broadcast to the public.
No. I think I'm okay. You can tell me, and then I'll just bleep.
I am not a tax attorney, sir. Do not put this on me. No. Don't put this on me. Don't put this curse on me.
Here you go. You want to hear the ring tape or no?
I mean, I know I shouldn't, but I am curious, and it will kill me at the end of it. So you know what? Here we go, baby. What a way to go.
So. In a fiery wreck. So we have our shoot, and our shoot needs insurance. And so I call the insurance people, and I'm like, hey, you know, this is the policy that I would like. It's production insurance. It's pretty standard, except there is this like fire thing. Like there's an open flame at some point in the movie, which is considered as like a pyrotechnic, even though it's not technically a pyrotechnic, whatever. So
but there's
it's fire. We talked to the pyrotechnic guy, the special effects fire guy, and he's like, it's not a pyrotechnic, it's a gel, there's no explosive. And I was like, okay, I hear you. Not key, a key, I understand, I'm with you. However, the insurance company, and so
there is a fire involved.
And so they're like, all of a sudden,
upping the chance of fire on set 100%.
Yeah. So they were like, all the fire stuff is, the fire thing is only one day and it's in California. Everything else, no fire in Nevada. And so we are, so the insurance lady was like, oh, what you can do is you can split the policy and you can get only your Nevada insurance with everything and with like workers' comp and all this stuff. And then for your fire day, do that as like a different insurance for like one day, and you just won't have workers' comp for that one day. And you just have to buy it somewhere else. And she's like, this is the way to do it. Otherwise, we can't give you workers' comp. And I was like, great. Sounds lovely. So I bought one policy from one insurance company and the fire day I bought from another insurance company. And I was like very above board. Like everyone knew that this was happening. Both people at both insurance companies. I was like, this is how it's working. So for SAG, they require a payroll company. Because I can't just like Venmo people, I guess.
Yeah, I think you mentioned this yesterday.
Yes. And so I called some payroll. I think that maybe get cut out of the podcast. But yeah. So I called payroll companies today. It was actually the guy that called while we were on the podcast yesterday is the one I wound up going with.
And yeah, okay.
So he's like, oh, so we have workers' comp. And like we require, like you can't say that you already have it. And it's illegal to have two because it's like fraud or whatever. And so I was like, okay. So I called up.
So you have to do workman's comp for these days, not for one day, pick it up for one day on the other one,
but
workman comp for one day and then pick it up back up. Cause if you can't have two at a time, then you have to do
even
up to the day.
Even worse because the actors are on set all the time. This is just for like the SAG actors, right? So those actors are on set all the time. So they're like, you are required to buy our workers' comp. And so you have to call your insurance company and remove the workers' comp. And I was like, great. Well, I split the two policies so that I could do workers' comp. So now not only is that all fucked up, I need to undo the workers' comp and cancel the other policy and just extend the first one because there's no, because I don't need workers' comp from the insurance anyway. And so I called Debbie up.
Wait, so you can get a workman's comp that will just be independent of everything else and correct. Just workers' comp no matter what across the whole thing?
Through the payroll company. Not only can they require it.
That actually makes a lot more sense and is much easier for you.
It does. However, I had bought and paid for two insurance policies at the time.
Oh, so you got to unwind those now.
Yeah, so I call up Debbie and I'm like, Debbie.
Good luck on that.
Debbie, this is the thing. I don't need workers' comp anymore. And so you can include the fire day. And she's like, cool. You just have to cancel the other policy. So I call up John and I'm like, John, I don't need your policy anymore. And he's like, well, tough shit, because I said my emails like a million times that like we cannot undo this. And I was like, well, John, let's see if we can undo this. And he just pauses for like a long pause for a second. And I was like, I could cancel Debbie's and you could just extend yours backwards and we could do it that way. And he pauses on the phone for like a really long time. He's like, I'm the worst fucking salesman in the world. And then he's like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, hey, what company did you buy the other policy from? And I was like, blah, blah, blah company. He's like, oh, that's actually the same company as us. So I'm going to say that you accidentally bought that two different people were talking to us and they didn't know what the other was doing and they bought two policies. And don't you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't do it again. That's fraud. And I was like, okay. He's like, I'll have to cancel your policy. And I was like, okay, John.
Hey, John. Thanks, John.
John was great. John was fucking amazing.
John would just sit there and be like, this is a tricky one.
He literally, and so I was like on the phone with Debbie trying to, it was like a fucking Rosalind Russell bit from His like, Girl Friday, where I'm like, I'm on the phone with Debbie and John's calling. I'm like, Debbie, hold on. I got John on the line.
Meanwhile, I feel like John secretly is like, he's on speakerphone or he's got like a wireless headset and he's just got like a gigantic like map of the world. He's just got a bunch of red string going places where he's like, well, the markets haven't opened over here yet. We've got futures involved.
The Nikkei's down. Yeah.
All right. So what if we say we double sold the box?
So yeah, I think I'm down to, oh, and then Debbie's like, I tried to cancel your policy, but it like turns out that it gets vested tomorrow. So I'm like calling the guy to make sure he works after hours so he can cancel your policy or else you're fucked.
Wow.
I don't know, man. 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3.
How did you not know that you had to use that SAG company? You figure if you had SAG actors, that would be like a SAG requirement. So that would I had be to, like,
I didn't realize that they would. So I knew that they might require a payroll, but I didn't know that the payroll would be the one that had to provide workers' comp.
Right, but if you were required to use them as workman's comp, wouldn't SAG have to tell you that you have to use them for workman's comp?
You'd think that. I read you Tawanda's email.
Okay.
Listen. You'd think that. You'd think that they would be upfront about
it. It takes literally one of the actors to tell you that, oh yeah,
It was the payroll. Oh no, it was when we submitted the SAG paperwork, that's when they told us we had to use payroll. And then payroll told us that we had to get their workman's comp. It's a real game of telephone. Or as we in Pennsylvania called it, whisper down the lane.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
That
so,
is real rough.
You know. It's not. It hasn't been my all-time favorite day.
That sounds like that was a lot of fun, Aviv, to hear. Aviv, you making this movie and doing all of these things, it seems much akin to the pitch idea I have for the Bitcoin movie, because you got to move. It's a high stress situation. It's like, oh shit, you got to get a guy to work after hours to cancel that, otherwise invest, and if invest, you're fucked. Like, meanwhile, John is fucking going undercover as someone else to double sell a policy to cancel them both or some shit. Like, this is like Ocean's 11 meets the Bitcoin movie.
But like so low stakes. Unbelievably low stakes.
Right. You know what? The drama is real, though.
The drama is absolutely real.
The stakes are low in terms of money, but the stakes in terms of like the consequence for failure are so much higher.
Never
for you.
Been higher.
Yeah,
not
supposed
only-
to. You know, Brad Pitt and George Clooney are still going to look like that at the end of the day, so you know they'll be fine.
Not only is SAG super unhelpful for this? So I called a bunch of payroll companies, and one of them was like, we don't really do that. We don't really do like film stuff. So like, I don't know. And then SAG was like, you have to use an approved entertainment payroll company. And I was like, okay, do you have a list of those that I could contact? And they're like, no, just send us the name of the company you're thinking of using, and we'll tell you whether it's approved or not.
What goddamn sense does that make?
You are right with me, buddy.
Are the here's the, oh, you know what it is? I just cracked the code, and here's why.
They're anti-Semitic.
I the irony, if that's the case. No. Okay, here's what it is. Remember how we were talking about the made-up D&D alignments where I would be lawful chaotic? Where I use the law to institute chaos, and then the other one is chaotic lawful, where this person or this character has a very, very strict moral code and never strays from it, but no one knows what the
no
fuck it is.
No one knows what the fuck it is.
I feel that's like Tawanda. That is SAG.
That's
that Tawanda is SAG.
And SAG's Tawanda's like, that, like I, when I tried to call her yesterday, she's like, I'm in a negotiation, call my assistant. She's at lunch.
Yeah, like that's SAG. It's like they have a very strict moral code, and as it turns out, they will never tell you what it is, but they demand that you abide by it.
There you go. There it is.
And that's why I kind of respect them a little bit. I respect that they are so dug in, and they just refuse to acknowledge. And here's the thing: it's just petty. It seems.
Yeah.
It's just petty.
Yes. Yes. You're
like,
right.
It's just so they can be sort of bitchy to you and feel superior and be like, look at you peasants running around trying to find approved payroll people. Sure, I know who they all are. We all do here at SAG, but you know why we're not going to tell you? Because go fuck yourself.
But it is also like the engineer's dilemma where like, so I have to get my SAG approval. In order to do that, I have to get a payroll company. In order to do that, I have to rewrite my insurance. In order to do that, I have to completely rewrite my insurance. And John's going to yell at me.
Yeah, you got to unwind everything. You have to go back to formula and then figure it all out again.
So that's been my that all happened today.
That sounds awful. Awful, I tell you.
Oh me, you don't know me, baby. Like I know myself. I could live if you should give all the love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.